You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hello, this is me, San Martin Rodriguez from Prescott Night Out here at the Prescott eNews office. I'm here joined by Kellen Hoskins and Carissa Maxwell.
Hello.
So Kellen Hoskins is the new person on the scene with the whole podcasting for movies, food, friendships, whatever, man. But he's joining me today with my little events thing. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well, man. Thanks for having us on today.
No worries. And Carissa, she's the mastermind behind the things that are happening over at the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent.
And the reason why they're in here is because they had no choice. I kept them captive.
We got shanghaied.
We got shanghaied. So anyways, do you guys know what's going on this weekend?
Oh, there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Let's try that out real quick.
I'll tell you this much. As some listeners may or may not know, I am one half of Tucker and the Beard. I'm here today without my Tucker. And we talk about movies on Tuesdays. So a few new movies are coming out this weekend that I'll probably end up going and seeing one of them. But Bad Times at the El Royale looks amazing. Mm. First Man also looks amazing. And then for the kids and the families, the new Goosebumps film is coming out this weekend as well.
Ooh.
So Goosebumps. There's some stuff to do.
Halloween weekend.
For sure. It is.
What are you doing this weekend, Carissa?
I am going to go check out the Save the Dells project they've got going on.
Nice.
I am not actually totally familiar with all of the different things that are going on with that right now. So I'm going to go get educated.
That'd be awesome. I need to get educated. The only thing I know about Dells is, you know, there's a lot of rocks over there. So
there's
I'm just
some
like,
rocks.
How are you going to be building on those rocks? I just want to know.
There's plenty of rocks and plenty of houses in the Dells right now, and we should keep it that way.
Well, anyways, my little segment of this podcast is basically talking about what's happening this weekend, and I'm going to go through a couple of them. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions. I'm going to try to keep it short and simple. But anyways, what do you guys know about the Pumpkin Festival happening at the Mortimer's Farm? Anything?
It's a pretty cool event, actually.
Have you been there?
My family went. I was working, but my family went last week with my wife's mother's. She's a member of an organization called MOPS. Mothers of Preschoolers, and they took a trip out there.
MOPS.
And it was pretty amazing. You know, they've got hay rides and all kinds of rides and activities and pumpkin picking and everything like that going on out there. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So check this out. The same place at Mortimer's, there's a barn dance. That happens on Friday night. So I don't know if you guys ever been to any of the barn dances out there, but I guess they set the whole thing up. You know, the lights, the tractors, the hay, the dirt. I mean, it's all freaking cool. But I also heard that they put a dance floor down, so you guys could go ahead and have a hoedown.
Yeah, I can do the Copperhead Road square dance. Like,
what?
Like nobody's business.
I need to see you do this.
I know.
We're going to have video of this, guys. One day, I promise you, I'm going to hold her. We're going to.
On principle.
Well, since Kellen said that, he's going to be a part of this too as well. So there's also another cool event that's happening on Friday, and it's with my good friend at Allen's Flowers. She's doing a champagne get together over at the place. And obviously she's like, you have to show up. And I'm like, you know what? You're probably right. I'll come over and have a couple of champagne to smell some flowers with you.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful place. Have you ever been in Allen's Flowers?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy Joe and I are actually planning on going to that actually.
Okay. Well, you tell me what time and I'll join you with you so we could actually enjoy it. And hopefully we get some free flowers out of this. So
Allen's Flowers actually did the flowers for my wedding.
Yeah. Okay. So also Prescott High School is doing a little tribute to Ernest A. Love. I do not know exactly what's all entailed in that. I could probably find some more information, or you could go ahead and look at Prescott Night Out. The other thing that's happening, Yavapai College has something happening every freaking weekend. And I don't know if I should say that word online, but whatever. You guys know what I'm not trying to say. So Imai Sunshine, she's a young artist that is from a lot of cool things that are happening on TV and stuff. And they actually got her to come in. It just popped up out of nowhere. So if you guys know anything about Imai Sunshine, you guys should go check that out.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, definitely. Or just go check out Prescott Night Out. And that's where it's at. So anyways, you know, just because Mortimer Farm is really honestly into this whole farming, in a sense it is like the the end of the what do you call it, harvest. So we got pumpkins, we got corn mazes, you got everything that you could possibly think out there at Mortimer's Farm. And that place right there is like kind of like the distinguished spot for this type of stuff, and it has been for over the years. On Saturday, there is a fall vendor craft show that's happening at Prescott Gateway Mall. And the Gateway Mall is trying to keep their stuff going and put some stuff out there.
Yeah, I've been to that one in the past. It was actually pretty impressive. Yeah. Lots of really good homemade
crafts. Yeah, and they're trying to bring people out of the community to go into a place. So that's actually a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I haven't heard about this, but since it's a part of the season, I guess there is a haunted Prescott ghost tour.
What?
Do you think Prescott's haunted?
I don't think anything's haunted, so so no.
So we can't scare you, man?
No, ghosts.
Come on. So if you're sitting there and somebody came up behind you and goes, ah, would you
scared? That's because that's a person coming up behind me trying to scare me.
But what if you don't know if the ghost is coming, man?
Because, well, they aren't real, so that's not a problem for me. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. All right. So, man, basically, there's so many events going on in the local area. You have to check out Prescott Night Out. You could also go on to Prescott E-News, and it has a little column there that will show you all the events that are happening. Support us on Facebook, all the social media sites. Go check out the websites. And most of all, you know, enjoy your time in Prescott. I missed last week's podcast, so forgive me, guys. We're going to go ahead and try to keep this going every
Thursday.
Every week. Thursday. Every week.
You got to get them ready for the weekend.
Yeah, man. And also you're going to go ahead.
What will they do without you?
Yeah, you're also going to have to check out all the other podcasts that are happening. There's a lot of cool ones that are going to be coming up. And also, don't forget to love everybody. This is me, San Martin, signing off with a lot of peace, love, and happiness. And if you guys want to go ahead and do a sign off, that'd be pretty cool. Make one up.
I'm the beard.
There you go.
I'll see you on later. Friday at the champagne deal at Allen's Flowers. I'm excited.
All right, then. Well, we are making it a date. So anyways, if you guys hear us on the podcast, just remind yourself this, that sooner or later, we're going to start be giving giveaways for some food, some movies. So you are have to listen to this in order for you to go ahead and enter to win. And we'll tell you how to do that. And anyways, once again, thanks for being captive for me, guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
appreciate you.